There you are.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Good morning, Chief. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. I was just talking to Abe Fortas. He's down in Puerto Rico, as you may know.
Yes.
And he thought maybe I ought to call you and tell you the sequence of events that happened leading up to that announcement that was in the paper today. Now, here's what happened. About a week ago, I got a letter from Senator Dirksen as the head of the inaugural committee of the Congress asking me if I would minister the oath to the new president. And, of course, I said that I would. And then the day before yesterday, I had a call from Nixon in which he thanked me for having said that I would do it. And then he said, I have been thinking over this situation about the court, and I'm convinced that it would be bad policy to break the court up in the middle of the term. And he said, if you would be willing to do it, he said, I would like to see you stay until the end of the term. Well, having announced that was the only time that a justice in good health could reasonably retire, I thought that there was no other answer to it but that I would do it. And of course, I had already read about 2 weeks ago that Mr. Christian, your press secretary, had said that there was not going to be any more submissions of judicial appointments to the Senate. And I also heard that there was not going to be any a special session because of Mansfield's findings, the Senate being against it, and also I knew of your decision against interim appointments, and I was just out there with nothing else to do except to say no. If I had said no, I wouldn't do it. It would be in Congress, and I wouldn't. I'd be the only person who wasn't working to bring about an orderly transition. And I tried to get a hold of Abe right away and tell him, but he wasn't here. He was down in Puerto Rico, so I missed out on that. And then Nixon announced it yesterday, which was the day after we talked. Now, that is in no sense a retraction of what I said in my letter. It's in perfect keeping with it. As long as you're president, it's at your pleasure that I retire. And if your pleasure was to be tomorrow because of some interim appointment or for any other reason, it would be a perfectly happy situation for me. But I could not. I thought in conscience or without injuring the court say that I would not do it or demur in any way when I was asked if I would stay till the end of the year. Now, that's the sequence of events in the day.
Well, just 2 points, Chief Justice. I don't want to do anything that would in any way affect adversely the administration of the court. And I know that point that you've made, and I understand it. Second, I wouldn't do anything under any circumstances that would ever displease you or not suit you. Now, that's the point number one. The point number two is we have never said that we would not submit any appointments. I have not said it, and my press secretary has never said it. We've been very careful not to. I'll give you reasons in a moment. Mm-hmm. We have never said that there would be no special session.
We
have considered that possibility, and it's very much open today.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to get us to say that, Dirksen did, and I think Nixon operating through Dirksen. But when he asked me if they would go along with a special session to ratify the non-proliferation treaty, would I agree not to send Arthur Goldberg to the court? I said, no, I haven't made any decision in that regard at all.
Mm.
And you'd have to understand that I must feel free. Strom Thurmond tried to get me. He agreed to confirm some of our recommendations like Barefoot Sanders to the district court, circuit court,
yes,
if I would agree not to name an interim chief justice recess appointment, or if I would agree not to send one up from January the 3rd to the 20th, I told him I couldn't do that, that I couldn't trade off the powers of the presidency for confirmation of anybody. Now, what it seems to me Nixon has done is to express the hope that if he becomes president on January the 20th, and if no recess appointment has been made, and no acceptance of your resignation, you see, you said that you'd resign at my pleasure.
Right.
I said that my pleasure would be when your successor qualifies. Your successor would qualify the moment I named anyone at recess appointment.
That's right.
Now, it seems that that he has, in effect, announced that because of the arrangement that there can be no recess. That's about the effect of it.
Yeah. There is no such legal effect or moral effect on, so far as I'm concerned. It is at the pleasure of the president, as I said originally, and you are president until the 20th of January, and if you chose to make an interim appointment tomorrow, I just assure you it would be a happy social situation for me.
Well, the press will be asking us, what right does Nixon have to say that this will go in January the 20th? That does, have we committed that we will not name anyone? Well, that leaves me in a bad shape with Goldberg. Now, what we have said to Goldberg is this. I've told people who have talked to me in his behalf, A, that I don't think he could get confirmed, and I think it would be tragic for his life.
Yeah.
But B, if there were evidence that that I was wrong, I would certainly want to preserve the court if I could. And I would certainly regard him as a good appointment.
Well, so would I.
So now that's my problem with him. So I don't think there's much chance, but I'm afraid he's not going to understand what has happened here. He's going to be thinking that I've been playing and knowing all the time that this might happen. So I hope you'll explain to him what did take place, because I haven't known anything about it until I read the paper.
Yes. Well, and I wanted you to know, and I tried to get a hold of Abe right away, but I couldn't reach him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just talked to him this morning.
Yes.
But now I'll be very happy to call Arthur and tell him that as far as you and I were concerned, there was just nothing to this thing.
I wish you'd do, I wish you'd just tell him that how it happened, just as you told me, which is exactly accurate. And I don't know. I would be willing to name him if he could be appointed, but I haven't got that evidence yet, and I don't want to have a tragedy as we did in the case of Abe.
Yes.
And the Senate's very difficult. And I think Nixon is doing this to try to avoid that possibility.
Well, that could well be.
People like Griffing and people like Fulbright and others who opposed Abe have said they would support Arthur.
Yes.
But I have never felt that Russell and the Southern Bloc and the Republican Bloc would ever let him be confirmed. And Dirksen, in effect, told me that when I talked to him about special session just a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that you should talk to Arthur, and we'll try to handle it. I think that I really don't know what to say to the press. They're going to ask me if Nixon's discussed it with me, and they're going to ask me if you've discussed it with me. And I think that for all practical purposes, for all realistic purposes, the only thing to do now is to say that the president has not pursued the matter since he wrote Justice Fortas that letter. And I'm not able to go beyond that. And if they say, has the president talked to the Chief Justice, I think he'll just have to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
I won't be talking to him, and if you don't talk to him, why, we'll just leave it that way.
All right.
Thank you, Chief.
That's fine.
But I do
want you to know that I have no intention of modifying that.
I know that.
At all, and that if you should want to do it tomorrow, I'd be delighted.
Thank you, Chief.
All right, thank you very much.